It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good morning, everybody. It is time for state tournament basketball action on Sunny 101.3 this morning. The Johnson-Brock Eagle quest for a third consecutive Class D1 state championship continues this morning. The Eagles in action beginning at 9 o'clock this morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, as they will be taking on the team from McCool Junction. McCool Junction is 22-5 on the season. They are the number 4 seed in D1. Johnson-Brock ranked 1, the number 1 team in the seedings. They picked up a 73-32 win over Elmwood Murdoch on Wednesday morning. After about a 3-minute slow start, the Eagles started hitting everything they threw up and won by 41 points in that contest. Terrific efforts with three players in double figures. Brody Kaler, Camden Dollenhouse, and Austin Meyer, all with terrific games, double-figure scores on that game on Wednesday. Today, McCool Junction is the opponent. I had a chance to visit with Johnson-Brock coach Lucas Dollenhouse about today's matchup and about the Class D1 field that's left. You'll hear from the coach coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network app.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. 4 free phones of your choice plus 4 lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Coach Lucas Dollenhouse of the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Wednesday was the first day of the Nebraska State Tournament Class D1, and the Eagles, number one seed, boy, it showed why. Elmwood Murdoch was the opponent. Coach, 73-32, that's a big game. Your kids played well. The first part of that game, the first probably 3-4 minutes, five ties, a couple lead changes. You go, boy, this might be a heck of a ball game. And all of a sudden, the kids got hot, and from there on, it was all over.
Yeah, you know, the last couple games, we've gotten off to kind of a slow start. I don't know why, but, you know, I don't know. We, after, 3 minutes or so, we finally settled in, and we're like, let's just go play. And part of that was our defense. We were able to get some steals and some run-out layups, which once we saw that ball kind of go through the hoop, it really opened things up for us and really got us some confidence. So, you know, if that's what it takes, our defense turned offense, that's fine. It would be nice if we could start the game that way, but overall, we finished well, and I was really pleased with our effort.
When you look at some of the numbers for the game, rebounds are always big, and they're counting on their big kid, the 6'8", Aiden Schmidt, to do a lot of damage for them. He did score 19 points. But the rebound advantage for your kids, 43-23 is what the unofficial numbers were. That's huge.
Yeah, the kids just bought into that. I mean, we challenged them in practice, and, you know, we said they've got a 6'8 kid in the middle. You know, what can we do to rebound better than them? And they've got a couple other kids that had rebounded well all season. And I think the kids did take that as a challenge. And, you know, we talked in the locker room before the game that every possession matters. And I think the kids bought into that and really did what they could to secure the ball.
Mm-hmm. Couple of thoughts. It's really fun to get those thrilling games where it's nip and tuck and back and forth and you win late and you remember that your whole life at the state tournament. But it's also very fun to get every kid on the roster in a ball game at the state tournament.
Yeah, it was good to give everybody an opportunity. I mean, that's kind of our goal, if we can. You know, obviously it doesn't always work that way, but if you can give everybody a taste of it, that really builds you up for the future and is a memory for all those kids. So it was great to have that opportunity to do that on Wednesday.
All right, I'm sure you've turned the page on that game already. The next opponent up for Johnson-Brock is going to be number 4 seed McCool Junction. I didn't see a lot of the game. I saw them warm up. Looks like they've got some talent and some big kids to deal with again.
Yeah, definitely. They, you know, they're a solid team. We've played them the last two summers, and they've been some competitive games. And so it just hasn't worked out where we've been able to meet up in the regular season or the playoffs. But here we are. So, you know, they've got a point guard, Carson McDonald, who really has quick hands, and he's got a really quick shot. Moves around screens really well. He's going to be a handful for us. And you know, and then they had the ultimate deception on Wednesday when their big guy Mayhew shows up in a walking boot and then goes through warm-ups and plays 20 minutes of the game. So, you know, he's been injured. I don't know how effective he'll be. He was pretty effective on Wednesday, but he's a kid that, you know, you think maybe he's going to be out for the season, and here he is back. So now we have to handle him. So it's going to be a great battle for us, a great test here in the semifinals, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and that's what you want, and your kids, I'm sure, are looking forward to it. Kids feel, I don't know if we talked about this earlier or not, any pressure to get that third straight? I mean, it's a heck of a goal. It's just a tremendous thing. They talk about it much around you anyway?
Not really. I think I probably talk about it more as motivation to get them hyped up, because that truly is one of the last things that they haven't been able to accomplish that, you know, Johnson-Brock boys basketball has never done, is a three-peat. And so I use that more as a motivation tool. I think for them, they take the games one game at a time. It's like, okay, now McCool Junction's the next one up. We're just going to go play hard and do what we do. And so I don't sense that they feel a ton of pressure. You know, they've been in these positions before. They've played in big games. You know, to them, it's just kind of the next one up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, we'll ask you about the other side. We know you're playing Saturday. Howells Dodge and Bancroft Rosalie, the other game in the semifinals today. I'm sure you saw those teams. What do you think of the other side of the bracket?
It's going to be tough no matter who we play. You know, those two teams have contrasting styles with each other, and so obviously if we're going to play one of them, whether it be for a championship, which we hope, or a third-place game, I mean, we have a game plan for each. But, you know, we're looking forward to it, these have been probably four of the best teams in D1 all year, and so they're going to meet here in the Final Four, and we'll give it a go and see what happens.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck this morning.
All right, thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC radio app.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is Sunny 101.3.
Good morning from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Lincoln, Nebraska. It's time for state tournament basketball semifinal round action. Class B1 today. The Johnson Brock Eagles trying to take another step toward a possible third consecutive state championship of the game today against McCool Junction. Good morning, Randy Gadula.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. John, this should be an interesting matchup. You mentioned in your pregame show Johnson Brock, a convincing win over Elmwood Murdoch, 73-32. But in the game following, McCool Junction came up with an equally impressive win over Elm Creek. Their game was 65-34. So both of these teams able to put a lot of points up in the first round of this state tournament now before they square off.
Well, the two teams finished their warm-ups. They've headed over to their benches, getting some final instructions from their coaches. We've got quite a bit of pregame festivities still here to go on before we get started this morning. Johnson Brock 27-1, ranked number one, seeded number one. McCool Junction coming in here 22-5 after their win on Wednesday morning. They are the number five seed, or excuse me, the number four seed, knocking out Elm Creek in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. The two teams getting over their benches are going to introduce non-starters, do a lot of other stuff here. While they're doing that, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the starting lineup for this morning's game on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small town spirit.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This morning's presentation of state tournament basketball. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the McCool Junction Mustangs, they're coached by head coach Jabe Wirtz. He'll go with Bryson Plock. Plock is a 5'9 senior, averages 7 points per ball game. Jackson McDonald, just a freshman at 5'9, averaging 5.5 points per game. Carson McDonald, he's the point guard that you heard Coach Dollinghouse talk about in the pregame show. 5'11 junior, 16.3 points per ball game for the Mustangs. And to round out, Jay Sukup, 6 foot and a junior. And then Mayfew Kuchinen, 6 foot six, 300 pounds and a senior. And he averages 21 points per game. And John, that young man has a scholarship to play football at Missouri Western. Now the, I can see that, 300 pounds, 6'6". And now the starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles, 27-1 on the season. Their only loss was to Freeman a couple of weeks ago. Lucas Dollinghouse is the coach. He'll go with Austin Meyer. Meyer is 6'4 senior, 7.1 points, and more importantly, John, 9.1 rebounds per ball game. And he's been a rebounding machine here recently in the district and in state. Camden Dollinghouse, a senior, 6'3", averaging 17 points per ball game. Brody Kaler, 6'4", and just a junior, averaging 15.7 points, 6.6 rebounds. Cason Dollinghouse, a senior at 6'3", 12.4 points, 3.5 rebounds. And Garrison Bowie, 5'11", and a senior, averaging 4.6 points. And here's a little interesting tidbit for you, John. Garrison Bowie, you know, came to Johnson Brock from Pawnee City. When he was at Pawnee City, Garrison was playing some club basketball in the summer. One of his teammates, Matthew Kuchinen, they played together as freshmen, as teammates playing club basketball. So a little bit of familiarity between those two as they line up here across from each other at the state tournament.
Well, we've got everything about done here. The starters have been introduced for the Mustangs. Now it's going to be Johnson Brockner, and it's probably going to get a little louder in here.
John, you talked about this in the pregame show a little bit there with Coach Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock will play again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, no matter what happens here today. And, of course, we'll have the game for you here on Sunny 101.3. They will either play Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie, and they will either play for the championship at Pinnacle Bank Arena, or they'll play for third place in Lincoln Southwest High School. So whatever transpires here this morning, we will have Johnson Brock basketball again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock from somewhere here in Lincoln.
Coach Dollinghouse a while ago, he said, oh, we're leaving at 6:20 in the morning for these games. So getting up and at it early here for this tournament this week once again.
Big turnout of Johnson Brock fans. I hope the last person to leave Johnson turned off the lights because looking across the way, hopefully they left the radio on.
Nobody there to hear it, maybe.
And behind us, they're all ready to go deer hunting here, John. The Johnson Brock student section in camouflage today. An entire girls basketball team lined up down there, all decked out in their camouflage. And the crowd's ready. I'm ready. Let's get the players ready and play some ball, shall we, John?
We get everybody lined up and ready. They head over to their benches. Here come the officials, and we're ready to toss it up and get started here.
Here we go. It's the boys' D1 state tournament semifinals. The McCool Junction Mustangs and your Johnson Brock Eagles. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play once again is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Brody Taylor, jump center for the Eagles against Matthew Kuchinen. will control the tip here to start the ball game this morning. It'll be Camden Dollenhaus in the backcourt. They go left to right as we look at it here in the first half today. Off to Kaysen, out he goes, and a three-pointer on the way up. No good by Austin Meyer. And a rebound grabbed up by the Mustangs off the opening miss for Johnson Rock. To the front court, Carson McDonald. And he goes inside to the big man. And Matthew Kachinen has the first 2 points of this morning's ball game. 2-0. It will be the Eagles to the front court on the right side. With it is Meyer. Back out top. Kaysen Dollenhaus moves to the free throw circle. Out to Brody Taylor. Makes a move on a man-to-man defense. Back out top. And now again, Kaysen Dollenhaus into the paint. Had the ball knocked away. McKinnon knocks it loose. And we've got a foul that's going to be called on Kaysen Dollenhaus.
On Dollenhaus, that'll be his first. Team foul number one on the Johnson Rock Eagles. Well, the first minute, John, a little bit shaky here.
School Junction, I think they feel pretty confident. Got a solid team and a big man in the middle. He's got the ball now out beyond the three-point line and working around again to McDonald. He'll shoot for two. It's up and it's good. Carson McDonald puts School Junction up 4-0 here in the early going. And the Dollenhaus over to Taylor. Right side it will go. Now down to the corner, Kaysen Dollenhaus. And he tried to hand it off. Instead, he goes to Taylor. Brody with a move will hand it off. And now Camden Dollenhaus down the lane for the layup. And the Eagles are on the board with 4-2. Quick pass ahead up the floor now to McDonald. That is Jackson McDonald. He'll give it up now for Bryson Clock. And now to Kachet. Pass back to Kachet. He'll fire for three. And he buries it from the right elbow. Oh, my. I didn't really expect a lot of that, but the other way we go now, and it's quickly the other way, 7-2, the lead to McCool Junction here. On the right side, Camden Dollenhaus gives up for Austin Meyer. Now Taylor works into the paint, kicks it out, left side, three ball up, too strong that time for the Eagle, shot up there by Bowie, and a quick shot up the other way, tipped around by Camden Dollenhaus to Camden after the miss. By McCool Junction. Camden into the paint. 1-on-5. Goes up. Got bumped by the big man. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's off of the Eagles. It'll be Mustang basketball. Johnson Brock needs to get settled down here. Get a couple of buckets to go. And get right back in this. Down 7-2 early on here. 5:29 to play in the first quarter. Give the ball up now for Sukup. He drives into McKinnon. And he goes up for the shot in the paint. He'll be fouled and go to the free throw line.
Looks like they're going to get the foul on Austin Meyer. Meyer's first personal team foul number two on the Eagles. And the big man, Matthew Kachinen, is at the line to shoot two.
Well, he's got a two and a three. Let's see if he can get a one here. Kachinen eyes the bucket. It's on the way up, and it's good. Now it's up 8-2 from McCool Junction.
Johnson Rock back on their heels a little bit here in the first couple of minutes.
Kachinen ready again, eyes the basket. Dribbles it, shoots it, and there it again. He's got 7 quick points to start the ball game. He's got 7 of their 9. Well, here come the Eagles to the front court. Camden Dollenhaus, off it goes to Garrison Bowie. Looks across court. And now underneath it goes, and Taylor, fallaway jumper, up, rattles around, rolls around the rim, and in it goes.
That was a shot to four. That was a shot the Eagles needed. You don't want to fall behind by double digits here.
To the front court, Jackson McDonald will give it up now to Plock. Plock looks in the middle, quick hand by Johnson Rock. Taken away, Taylor on the run the other way, gives off right side. Camden Dollenhaus, three ball on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Meyer. Meyer will give it out to Kaysen for three. It's too strong, and the rebound will come down the other way, and it goes to the Mustang. What will be interesting to see is the stamina for Kachinen, Randy. He's been out with a broken, I think, a broken foot or injured foot, and he looks like he's slowing down a little bit coming down the floor here. Take the ball to the left side in the hands now of his teammate, and now back to McDonald, and a shot on the way from Schultz, up and good. Jackson McDonald, the freshman, takes it 11-4 with a 7-point lead. He'll go back to the top, and a three-pointer on the way up, and good. Three ball for Garrison Bowie, and all of a sudden, it's now 11-7. Looks a lot better if they're on the board, just down by four. 3 minutes, and my clock go. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Inside the big man, free throw line jumper, no good. The rebound brought down Camden Dollinghouse. Ahead to Kaler on the left side. Leaves it back for Camden. Into the paint, down the lane, against the big man. Rattles off, won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Mustang. Mayhew Kuchinen will be called for the personal. That'll be his first, team foul number one on the Mustang. 3:28 to play first quarter, 11-7. Johnson Brock down by four with Camden Dollinghouse at the line. Camden at the line. Missed. Wow, that doesn't happen very often. He's a better than 80% free throw shooter over his career at Johnson Brock. Robert Cravat checks into the ballgame now, replacing Austin Meyer. Also into the lineup for Johnson Brock comes Grady Barrett in replacing Garrison Valley. Second free throw up and rattles in there for Dollinghouse, and now it's 11-8. Johnson Brock down by three. Eventually, you would think the Johnson Brock Eagles might just outrun this team, right? They've got a couple of guys that are already struggling for air down on the free throw line. Wait, we'll go the other way with it now. Carson McDonald drives in, slipped and fell. And it's going to be Johnson Brock basketball.
Lost his footing and slipped out of bounds there, John.
Well, traveling, out of bounds, all of the above with that one. You'd hate to see players slip like that. Nobody's been down on the floor down there either. The Eagles up the floor. Kaysen Dollinghouse looks right side. Kaler makes a move. A lot of contact. Now double.
Boy, they're beating him up.
Gets the ball to Kaysen Dollinghouse. And now Kaysen gives it over to Camden Dollinghouse. Moving up the floor. Stops just inside the three-point line. Kaler for the tie. Short. No good. Rebound for Vat. Couldn't hang on to it. Dylan Gonnerman comes down with it for the Mustang. Just in the game now for Kuchinen. At the other end we go, Jackson McDonald. Off the right side, Colby Yates is in the game. Three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound picked off there by Sukup. And another offensive rebound for the Mustang. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. A three-point lead for the Mustang. Dressed in black with yellow trim. To the left side we go with it. Sukup holds the ball on the left elbow. Working around to the right side, and that is the senior McDonald. In and out, no good. Sukup, the rebound, puts it up, missed it. And we got a push foul on the rebound, probably on Sukup.
Yeah, it's going to go on Sukup. On Jay, that'll be his first team foul, number two, on the Mustangs.
So Kuchinen coming back in for the Mustangs. And also in, Mason Strope, a 5'8 senior.
John, just FYI, they do have Sukup listed as Johnson on the board up there.
I talked to the coach, and he said, don't use that name.
Yeah.
He said he didn't go by that. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good, coach, whatever you say. Jason Dollinghouse down the lane. Pushed off the forearm. Shot got blocked anyway. Up the floor with it. Carson McDonald at the top, guarded by Kaler. Goes to Kuchinen. He's going to fire a long one. Up, no good. They have cooled off from shooting aspect. Rebound Camden Dollinghouse to the front court. Comes the senior. Right side he goes, working in. Free throw line. Pass it off there. Grady Barron to Kaler. Lost it. Got it back. Out top. And Camden Dollinghouse down the lane. And he called an offensive foul. What did he call? He did. Camden picks up his second foul. This one on the offensive end.
That's not good. Camden Dollinghouse with two personals here in the first quarter. He'll lead the game, and Caden Gravatt will check in to replace him. Gravatt, 5'10 junior.
Could have been stuck on this 8 for Johnson Brock, 11 for the squad from Rural Junction for a little while. Up the floor comes the Mustang. On the right side, they work the ball to the top now to Hawk. Still fired left side for Gonnerman. Working around the right side again. Well beyond the 3-point line, left side Gonnerman holds, drives in a step. Cut off, needs help, gets the ball away. And now it'll be Mason Strope with it. Strope will hand the ball off and go down to 7 on the shot clock. A long three on the way up short, no good by Yates. Rebound, Brody Taylor. Johnson Brock doing well on the defensive boards down here. Up the floor, right side now with the ball, making a move. Brady Barron goes in, got blocked, and a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot a pair, I believe. Dylan Gunnerman will get the foul. That'll be Dylan's first team foul, number three, on McCool Junction. At the line for Johnson Brock, he is junior. Brady Barron to shoot two. Ready for the first one on the way up. And we are 11-9 now with the free throw in the hole. Jackson McDonald, Colby Yates back onto the floor now for the Mustangs. Everybody in spots and ready to go. Once again, Grady Barron's at the line to try to make it a one-point ball game, and he does. Johnson Brock was perfect at the line on Wednesday. They didn't get a lot of chances, but they made them all. You make them count. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Front court, Carson McDonald with the basketball. Guarded out top by Kaler. Gets a screen, moves left. Now goes over left side, faking the shot, and driving up will be McDonald. And now a three-pointer way off the mark. Shot up there by McDonald. Rebound to the Eagles. Coming up the floor, Barron's ahead to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt will give it to Kaysen Dollinghouse with 15 seconds on the clock. No shot clock. Kaysen with the move on the left side of the floor where he reverses back to the right. Into the paint he goes. Big contact, and the ball got deflected. It goes over. Johnson Brock couldn't hang on to it. It slips out of bounds in front of the Mustang bench, and they'll have the ball with the length of the floor to go in 5 seconds on the clock. Johnson Brock going to show a little pressure here. Let's try to keep from getting an easy shot or a quick trip down the floor here. 5 seconds left. Trying to inbound it. They do. McDonald coming up the floor. He gets to midcourt. He stops. He throws it to Kachinin for three at the buzzer. Off the mark. No good. After one quarter, it is McCool Junction 11 and Johnson Brock 10 in the Class D1 state semifinals. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday. Stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Sunny 101.3.
The Eagles were down by 7 on two occasions at 9-2 and 11-4. Now a one-point difference here. It'll be McCool Junction's basketball as we move into second quarter action. Jay Sukup will inbound it. Sukup with the inbound pass to Carson McDonald. Carson McDonald comes to the head of the key on the dribble, picks up the dribble right side to Sukup. Out of the left wing it comes. Clock. Clock driving lay-in. Oh, blocked away. Ball chased down in the corner by Kuchinen. Now back to the top of the circle, in the lane. Pass out to the left elbow. Long three on the way up and good by Bryson Block. Block hits the three from down on the deep left side in the corner. Harrison Bowie brings the ball into forecourt. Johnson Brock down by 4 now. Brody Kaler with the ball. There's a push foul on the baseline. That's going to be called, I think, on Suka. I'm waiting to see. Yep. Number 25, that is Jay Sukup, his second team foul, number one of the quarter. Folks, we know you're having trouble hearing us. There is nothing we can do about it. The student section is literally 3 feet behind us. Sorry. Here's the inbound pass. Dollinghouse, long three, off no good. Rebound, Kuchinen. Kuchinen is a big boy, 300 pounds under there, taking that ball down. Out to the left elbow, block into forecourt.
comes back at the head of the key to McDonald. Kuchinen finds Block on the handoff into the corner right side. Tsukup with the basketball up to McDonald again. This time the freshman Jackson McDonald hands the ball off to Carson McDonald, the point guard. Carson to the right elbow to Bryson Block. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Left wing McDonald. McDonald shot clock at 5. With the ball at the top of the key, Carson McDonald. Carson to the right elbow into Kuchinen. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Hayden Gravatt. And a whistle. What do we have, John? Shot clock.
Oh, he didn't hit the rim. Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Shot clock violation, missed the rim on the shot.
Just hit the backboard.
Yeah. Johnson Brock's basketball, trailing by 4, 14-10. In the dribble comes Cason Dollinghouse to the right elbow. Gives it up to Austin Meyer, across court pass. Hayden Gravatt penetrates in the paint, trying to make something happen. Here's Meyer for 3. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound down to Carson McDonald. Carson McDonald wants to take it all the way, kicks it to the corner to the right side. There's a shot blocked away nicely by Brody Kaler. Donerman tried that shot on the baseline. Kaler went up, blocked it. Here we go to Meyer. Meyer missed the lay-in. Try for the putback. Won't go by Kaler, but a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to end up with Brody Kaler at the free throw line.
Still waiting to see. I think the foul is on 23. We're off to the short of it. No, they put the foul on Dylan and Donerman. That'll be his second and the second foul of the quarter on the thing.
Brody Kaler at the line to shoot 2 shots. He has 2 points so far this morning on 1 field goal. Free throw is up. It's off. No good. Johnson Brock was perfect here on Wednesday on free throws. Right now they are 3 of 5 from the line with Brody Kaler, another one coming here. 6:13 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock down by 4, 14-10. Brody Kaler takes aim. Free throw is on the way. This one is good, right down the middle. He's got 3 points now, and it's 14-12. The lead is 2 for the Mustangs. With the basketball across the timeline comes Carson McDonald on the attack. McDonald picked up in the man-to-man defense by Brody Kaler. Off to the right elbow, it goes to Plock. Plock tries to get inside the paint, shoves off the defender in traffic, feeds to his teammate under the baseline right side. Donerman shot is up, floater off, no good. Rebound Kuchinen, blocked again, save from going out of bounds. I think they're going to say Kuchinen stepped on the baseline. That'll be Johnson Brock's basketball.
It is 14-11. They just managed to put up an extra point in the Johnson Brock side for some reason.
Okay,
we'll take it.
Yeah, all right. With the basketball on the dribble is Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt picked up defensively by Plock. Off to the left side, he goes with it to Greedy Behrens. Now back to Gravatt in the corner. Hayden feeds it up to Meyer. Across it goes to Kaler. Kaler working one-on-one with Gonerman. Can't get away from him. 3 from the corner left side. Off, no good. Austin Meyer battled the big man and got the rebound. Here's a 3 on the way. Dollinghouse, good. Cason Dollinghouse with the 3. A bullseye down the center. We're tied at 14 apiece with 5:14 to go in the first half. That brings the Johnson Brock fans to their feet. Timeout taken by the Mustangs. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sat in on the meeting when somebody said, I've got an idea. Let's put the student sections right behind the radio stations.
Yeah, it's working well.
All right, Mustangs basketball. They'll inbound it here in front of our broadcast table. They've got it in forecourt on the side. 5:11 to play in the first half. All tied up at 14 apiece. Bryson Flock will inbound it. Flock to inbound the pass. Tosses into Carson McDonald. McDonald, the point guard, he's kind of the spark plug that runs this offense. McDonald, between the legs dribble at the head of the key, guarded by Brody Kaler, to the left wing to Bryson Block. Block tried to get to the baseline, nothing there. To Gonerman, top of the key. Back it comes to McDonald.
Kuchinen at the top of the circle, holds the ball to the left elbow. Kaplock, clock inside. Four on the shot clock. They're going to have to launch kind of a desperation three that's off. No good, but the ball gets off of Austin Meyer and gets away out of bounds.
Took such a hard bounce off the rim and went right off Austin's hand.
So it'll still be Mustangs basketball with a fresh shot clock, 35 seconds. We're tied at 14 all. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. This is Carson McDonald with the basketball at the head of the key. Brody Kaler comes out to challenge him. Off to Plock on the right elbow. Plock takes a dribble, picks up his dribble, top of the key to McDonald. McDonald underneath Kuchinen. Blocked away by Meyer. Kuchinen with his own rebound. Follow shot. And they're going to get a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Rock.
Lucas Bellinghouse wants a travel call on Kuchinen. Didn't get it. The foul instead on Austin Meyer will be his second.
Everybody in the gym thought that Kuchinen traveled, at least everybody in red. At the line, Bapu Kuchinen, 6'6", 300 pounds. Now we're having a little discussion on the baseline down here, wiping off the basketball. Kuchinen is 2-for-2 from the line, John. He has 7 points in the ballgame already. Got those early back in the first quarter.
Yeah, here's 7 of their first 9.
Yeah, here shooting 2 shots. Kuchinen, first shot is up and good. We mentioned he's on a football scholarship next year at Missouri Western. Headed St. Joe's direction to go down and play for Mo Western. Be a Griffin, same colors he's wearing now. Kuchinen, ready for his second free throw. Takes his time. There's a shot up. He got it. Hit them both.
Camden Dollinghouse is right in the game for Johnson Brock.
16-14, Mustangs back up by 2. Johnson Brock had tied it there momentarily. Into forecourt comes Hayden Gravatt to Camden Dollinghouse. Right side, Robert Gravatt inside. There's Brody Kaler in traffic. Ball away shot. Kaler can get it to fall. Brody's usually deadly down there on those little jumpers. Wednesday, he had him dropping one after another. Today, they won't fall for it. 16-14, Mustangs by 2 with just under 4 minutes to go now. In the first half, into Kuchinen. They dribble the ball away, and it's going to be stolen. Great job by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt gets the steal. Comes to Brody Kaler. Back up top to Gravatt on the left elbow. Right side it comes. Dollinghouse with the basketball. Ball is stolen away. McDonald, fast break. Takes it all the way in. Driving layup. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Gravatt. Robert Gravatt with the rebound after the missed layup. All the way in, fast break underneath. They feed it to Kaler, off the glass, up and good. Brody Kaler, his second field goal. He's got 5 points, and we're tied once again at 16 all. John, we got a great game so far.
It was a great pass by Casey Dollinghouse underneath.
Sure was. Great assist under there. This is Jason Jackson McDonald, the left side, Gonerman. Gonerman wants to lob it in. They're doing a pretty good job of covering the big man down here. Robert Gravatt's got the duty right now. McDonald has it dribbled away for a moment, nearly stolen by Kaler. Grabbed up loose by Jackson McDonald. Now blocked with the basketball. Jackson goes to Kuchinen. He's on the baseline left side. Kuchinen, turnaround shot off, no good. And the rebound to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock.
They went stone cold shooting.
They can't hit it right now. Johnson Brock's doing a good job defensively, making him take desperation shots to beat the 35-second shot clock. Here's Brody Kaler for 3. Nope. And the rebound brought down by McDonald. Jackson McDonald clears it out. Johnson Brock has made a couple of threes, but they put up several that haven't fallen here this morning. All right, with the ball on the near side, this clock goes to McDonald again. This is Carson McDonald, the junior, the point guard. Back to Bryson Clock. Clock, Kuchinen. Kuchinen at the head of the key. Shot clock down to 12 here again. They tip the ball away. There's a steal with the ball on the fast break. Kaler feeds it underneath Gravatt. Lays it up and good. That's Robert Gravatt with the lay-in. Give Brody Kaler the assist. Johnson Brock with the lead. 18-16. Their first lead of the ballgame, John. The Eagles on top with a minute 45 to play in the first half. On the left elbow, handling the ball is Carson McDonald. Comes up to Bryson Block to the top of the circle. Jackson McDonald. In it comes to Gonerman. He'll try a three at the top of the key. Rims it in and out. Ball tipped away by Gravatt. Tips it to his teammate. Got it over to Camden Dollinghouse, and here come the Eagles. Up by 2, 18-16. Johnson Brock with the lead. A minute 20 to play in the first half. Dribbling the ball on the left wing is Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with 20 on the shot clock. Trying to set the offense. Bounce pass, Camden Dollinghouse, right elbow. Across court pass, Robert Gravatt has to go high in the air to get it. Down into the corner, Hayden Gravatt, baseline left side. Oh, Hayden tried to force a pass into the paint. And here's a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with Johnson Brock.
They tried to call a time when they had it, but couldn't get to him in time.
5 seconds showing on the shot clock here, John. Zuka back into the lineup. Colby Yates back out there for the Mustangs. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 1 minute to play in the first half. 5 seconds to go. They're going to have to hurry and get a shot off here. There it is. They got it off in time, but it's short. And the shot clock violation will give the ball back to the Mustangs.
Didn't hit the rim that time. 53 seconds left in the first half. There's a good move. Camden Dollinghouse coming out for this final minute with two fouls.
Yeah, that's for sure. Moving in to replace him now will be Grady Behrens back on the floor. Grady Behrens seeing some time here in the state tournament. 18-16, Johnson Brock by two. 45 seconds to go in this first half. Here's a three from the left wing. The short rebound comes down to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen will bring it into forecourt. Almost lost the ball for a moment. Now gets it off to Brody Kaler. Back to Kaysen Dollinghouse, right wing. Dollinghouse tried to penetrate into the paint. Feeds it to Kaler. 23 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. In traffic. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Grady Behrens. Behrens stepped between two defenders. Apparently didn't get the dribble down. Johnson Brock fans not happy.
Got 2 feet going at the same time.
So, with 23 seconds to play, the Mustangs will have a chance to play for the final shot and go for the tie or the lead as they trail by 2, 18-16. Johnson Brock has defended him pretty well so far this morning. McDonald with the dribble. Crosses into forecourt at the head of the key. Stands and doubles the ball down to 10 seconds. Down to 8 seconds. McDonald now works to the left side in traffic. Shot is up and blocked by Kaler, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brody Kaler.
That'll be Brody's first foul, just the second team foul of the quarter on the Eagles.
That'll send Carson McDonald to the line with 3.7 seconds on the clock. A chance to tie it up if he can hit a pair of free throws here. Carson has 2 points so far this morning on one field goal. First free throw is up and good. He now has three. He averages 16 points a ball game. Into the game now coming is Mason Stroke, 5'8 senior. Just 3.7 seconds on the clock to play here in the first half.
Camden Dollinghouse back in for that final shot attempt.
Carson McDonald can tie it if he hits this one. Shot is up. It is good. We're all tied. 3.7 seconds. Camden Dollinghouse is going to try a three-quarter court shot. Hit the rim and couldn't get it to go. We almost saw a replay of yesterday's Norris game there. 18-all, we're tied at halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the McCool Junction Mustangs. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with a recap of the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you considering a career change? Perhaps you're looking for a role where you can make a real difference in our community. Nemaha County Hospital offers a variety of positions where you can build a meaningful career with competitive benefits, a supportive working environment, and room for growth. consider joining a team that truly values compassion, excellence, and consistency. Explore various opportunities at nemahawcountyhospital.com/careers. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. At the half, your Johnson Brock Eagles all tied up with the McCool Junction Mustangs at 18 apiece. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for the Mustangs, they're led here this morning by Mayhew Kuchinen. Kuchinen with 9 points at halftime. Carson McDonald has 4. Bryson Flock with 3. And Jackson McDonald has 2. For their total of 18. From the free throw line, McCool Junction went 6 out of 6 this morning in the first half from the line. Boy, your Johnson Brock Eagles. Well, the scoring is really spread out. Brody Kaler leads the way with 5. Camden Dollinghouse has 3. Kason Dollinghouse has 3. Garrison Bowie has 3. Grady Behrens with 2. And Robert Gravatt with 2 for their total of 18. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 4 out of 6 from the line. The scoring by quarters, Johnson Brock actually fell behind by 7. They were down 11-4. Then they finished that first quarter on a 6-0 run to get within 1. So after one period, it was 11-10. McCool Junction on top. And now here at halftime, we're all tied at 18. John Nixon, you've got some more percentages there.
Some of the numbers I see in the first half, interesting. Rebounds about even. Johnson Brock out rebounding the McCool Junction squad 15-14. Johnson Brock, 7 turnovers in the first half. That's more than they normally give up. 5 turnovers for the McCool Junction squad. And the 3-point shooting, not very good for either team. 2 of 12 for Johnson Brock, 2 out of 9 for McCool Junction so far. The Eagles led for just a minute 53 of that first half. McCool Junction had a 7-point lead. Points off turnovers, 6 for McCool Junction already. 4 points off the bench for Johnson Brock, none for McCool Junction in the first half. You might want
to go out a little bit of a limb here and say that I think conditioning may play into the second half of this ball game. Just watching the frequency with which the Mustangs have to substitute for a couple of their big guys, and they're not substituting just because they want them out of there. They're doing it because the guys are just plain winded.
Yeah.
They're having to take a break, and I just wonder if Johnson Brock is maybe going to be able to outrun him here in this second half.
So the Kuchinen has been out for a while with a foot injury, so you know he's not in basketball up and down the court condition at this point. Right now, we have an 18-18 ball game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, which sounds like it's going to be interesting later today. Back with more of our second half action coming up here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go. From I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind advisory and red flag warning begin at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. High temperatures reach up to 76. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 42. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. Currently here at the studios in Fall City, we're showing 64 degrees sunshine currently here this morning as winds gusty already this morning, 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts pushing upwards of 30 here on this Friday morning as we're at halftime today here of state basketball here in Nebraska as we've got Johnson Brock in action here as they find themselves tied in the semifinals, 18 apiece here in the semifinal matchup. The winner again advances to the state championship game tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. So the Eagles, again, another second half of basketball coming up here in just a minute. Again, a little another information on the weather. Again, we do have a high wind warning in effect here for today. Goes in effect here at noon. It's going to be in effect here for southeast Nebraska, down in northeast Kansas, and also northwest Missouri. Red flag warning in effect as well. So windy and dry here this morning. Slight chance for rain, but again, that storm dropping down on top of us here early this afternoon. Definitely going to bring the wind for sure. Going to be very gusty here this afternoon. Around 1, 2 o'clock or so is kind of the estimated time for those storm systems to be coming to our listening area as they race off to the northeast. All right, that's the latest. We'll continue with coverage of state basketball right after this here on Sunny Radio, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday. Stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Bob Vanney Sports Center in the Class D1 semifinal round game between Johnson Brock and McCool Junction. It's tied at 18 here at halftime this morning. Two fouls each on Austin Meyer and Camden Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock, and two on Jay Stukup and Dylan Gunnerman for McCool Junction. Nobody else any kind of foul trouble in this game. It'll be interesting to see here in the second half. Johnson Brock coming in here with all the experience in the world. This is their third straight year at the state tournament. McCool Junction, they're here. They're 22-5, but this is the first time this school has been at the state tournament since 1987. They don't have much experience here in the big time.
That's for sure.
I'm looking for a great second half. John, do you suppose there are any basketball fans anywhere in Nebraska that haven't seen the replay of Norris's win over Pius yesterday? Our friend Jimmy Moach used to be down at Sterling. Coaches over at Norris. Barrett Bosinger, if you've been under a rock somewhere, hit a 70-foot shot at the end of regulation to give them a win, the Norris Titans, a win over Pius, 52-49. And John, that even meet ESPN on the nationwide news. So, quite a shot.
I've been under a rock. I haven't seen it.
We'll just let the Johnson Brock cheering section do their thing here for a minute.
Mustang basketball to start this second half. It'll go left to right in the third and fourth quarter here this morning. And we're ready to roll. Starting five in there for the Eagles to start this second half. With the ball on the right side will be Plock. He'll go inside to the big man, and they can't make the catch. Jason Dolanhaus comes down with the pass on the turnover to start the second half. The Eagles have the ball. Hand to Dolanhaus, hands the ball off. Taylor for three, short off the rim. Rebound, Austin Meyer won't get it to go. Follow up by the Eagles, by Taylor won't go. And the rims have not been friendly to either team here, really, in this first ball game. All right, with the front court now in the hands of Jack McDonald, the freshman for three up, no good. And the rebound battle is going to be won by Johnson Brock. Jason Dolanhaus threw it in and was able to get the ball into a teammate. They go for a long pass up the floor, tipped away out of bounds by the Mustang.
Great defensive effort by Bryson Clark just to get back and deflect that ball.
Inbound of the ball for Johnson Brock will be Garrison Bowie. Bowie looks into the far right side. Jason Dolanhaus, three ball. Push from the right side. Wing. His second of the ball game, and the Eagles are backed up 21-18. To the front we go, and a traveling violation. Trying to back in on two defenders that time was Carson McDonald, and he got his feet tangled up and got his body tangled up with a couple of Eagle defenders, and he took little baby steps, but they all count.
Johnson Brock band just kind of sitting here waiting for those threes to start dropping.
The other way we go. Garrison Bowie gives it back out to Kaysen Dolanhaus. Left side, Meyer. Three ball up and off the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes out long to Jackson McDonald, the freshman. He'll give the ball up to Carson McDonald. They move up the floor on the left side. I'm only assuming they're brothers because they look just alike. Give the ball back up. Suk up. He'll give it off to the freshman, McDonald. He'll take it back out. The ball got away momentarily. Clock runs it down. They'll reset with 10 seconds on the clock. Out between the circles. Goes Carson McDonald. Throws underneath to the big man. And McKinnon. This is guarded by Taylor in there. And now Taylor in the front court. Cross court he goes. Three ball, no, faking. Camden Dolanhaus drives in, and we have a little bit of a mugging underneath the basket. A foul called on the squad from McCool Junction.
It's going to be on Kuchinen. That's his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter.
At the line, Camden Dolanhaus, one for two on the day.
Kuchinen with two, Sukup has two, Connerman has two right now for the Mustangs.
Free throw up and good for Camden Dolanhaus.
Johnson Brock has Austin Meyer and Camden Dolanhaus with two fouls each. Nobody else with any fouls of significance.
Second free throw for Dolanhaus on the way and good. And Johnson Brock has their biggest lead of the game at 5 points here. To the front we go in the hands of Carson McDonald. He'll hand it off to Jackson McDonald. He's at the top of the key, gives the ball again to Carson McDonald, working in the free throw circle out to the left side, faking the three, now backing up and taking it anyway. Rebound taken down by Johnson Brock. Camden Dolanhaus teamed up there with Meyer to get it. Inside out, it's going to go for three for Kaysen for three, too strong. Rebound tip, that ball loose, and it's going to be Brady Taylor with it. Now over to Kaysen for three again. Got that one. You never know which Dolanhaus is going to burn here right now. It's Kaysen. 26-18, the Eagles up by
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
John, that's a fired up huddle over there. The Johnson Rock players huddled around Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, clapping their hands, jumping around. They are fired up right now. The momentum has switched the Eagles' way. Meanwhile, the Mustangs are still having basketball 101 classes over there. Coach Jabe Wirtz down on a knee with his five starters seated, still giving them some instructions.
Jordan has the big man, Kuchinen, but the Eagles are more athletic, and they jump a lot faster, and there's more of them jumping
higher, too,
on the rebound. So it's a cool junction ball in the backcourt. Back in the game is Dylan Gunnerman. Up the forehand, the ball off, and now working to the right side, and a three ball up, and in and out. Oh, my. Kobe Yates got robbed by the rim. That
720 degrees. Clear out twice.
Taylor coming up the floor for Johnson Brock. Kind of feel bad for McGill Junction on that one. Out top with Austin Meyer with it. Left side, Kaysen drive. Dropped the shoulder, no call. Knocked down, and now out to Taylor for three. Can't get it. He follows it. Tried to get a tackle, missed. And up the floor the other way goes Carson McDonald. He'll give the ball off left side for Yates again. Back to Carson McDonald. 4:30 to play in the third. The Eagles up 26-18 now. They've put up 8 points here in the third quarter to none for Petul Junction so far. Driving in, McDonald shoots and scores. Got caught down there, had to shoot it. He's now got six in the ballgame. It's 26-20.
It's happened to the Mustangs a lot. That shot clock has really made them rush their shot on several occasions.
Meyer out on the right elbow with the ball, looking for help, gets the ball away there to Garrison Bowie. Down to Kaysen Dollinghouse into the paint, got bumped and a foul on the Mustangs here.
That foul is going to go on Jackson McDonald. On Jackson, his first team foul, number two of the quarter on the Mustangs.
Out of the game for Johnson Brock goes Garrison Bowie.
Brady Barron's in to replace him, John.
Inbounding Barron's and a three-pointer up and a three-pointer down for Camden Dollinghouse. He's got eight and the Eagles are up by nine, 29-20. Biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock here with 3:55 to play in the third. McDonald to McDonald, the freshman has it, works left, spins into the paint, down the lane, up off the glass, off the rim, no, and another rebound for Austin Meyer. Quickly ahead to Brody Kaler. Leaves it back for Camden Dollinghouse. He drives in, scoops it underneath to Meyer, and we've got a whistle and a foul on a push. Is that on the shot or on the rebound?
The foul's on the floor. And it's
Jonerman.
Yeah, Jonerman. Okay. That's his third personal, John. Team foul number three of the quarter. So that's three team fouls here with 3.5 minutes to go in the period.
I think that is Pock. Yeah, Pock just came back in and screened off. Left side corner, three ball up, three ball short, no good this time by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Scrambles in there to try to knock the rebound loose. He does, but it's picked up by the Mustangs. Mustang just 2 points here in the third quarter so far. And now we all, I think we might have a technical foul. Let's see. A warning? What do we got?
Well, I never did see the T sign here.
I didn't either, but
I saw a conversation between the referee and head coach Jabe Wirtz.
Some sort of a bench, but I guess he got a warning for maybe being out of his area.
Okay.
All right, Gunnerman comes in with the ball to Bryson Pock. On the right side now, Carson McDonald works in the middle, into the paint he goes. Kicks it back out to Plock. He'll try to drive to the right side. Bounce pass down to Kuchinen. Back out to Plock. He's in the paint. 10-footer. Misses badly off to the side. The rebound, Brady Barron. Barron to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden coming up the floor on the right side. Gives it off now to Meyer. Inside.
side. The ball goes to Taylor. Dumps underneath Camden Dollenhouse. Foul. Might have got fouled before the shot that time. I think they're going to just play it in, yeah, on the four. Foul's going to be called on Bryson Block. On Block, his first team foul, number four. 2:47 to go in the third. You don't want to start putting the Eagles at the free throw line. That's not a good remedy for success. Inbounding will be Camden Dollenhouse from the baseline now. Everybody on the corner of the lane for Johnson Brock. Bringing in Meyer now to Taylor. Camden Dollenhouse, three ball off the screen. It's up and down. He's made two in a row. And it's 32-20. The lead is up to 12. Johnson Brock finding their footing here in the third quarter. 14 on the board to just two. There's the ball knocked loose in the front court. Block will recover it. Driving the paint, goes in, pass knocked away, recovered out on the side by Jackson McDonald. Now to Carson McDonald. Carson McDonald with the ball, gives it to Kuchinen.
Five on the shot clock.
Over to Block, he'll drive right, he's cut off, pass knocked away, Meyer has it, and the ball back, and the shot clock should have ran out. He gets the ball, it's on the rim, they're going to give a rebound. And here comes Kaysen Dollenhouse ahead up the court. Now with it, Taylor to Kaysen. Into the paint he goes, taking on the whole black jersey team. Rebound brought down by Taylor. He puts it up and in. And it's 34-20. Timeout called. The Eagles have ran off 16 points to just two for McCool Junction. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the NSC Sports Network.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:45 to play here in the third quarter, 34-20. The Johnson Brock Eagles, after being tied at halftime, have opened up a 14-point lead on the Mustangs. And, John, the sign behind us says, make it rain. Well, it's been raining threes for Johnson Brock. I don't think that's what the McCool Junction cheering section had in mind with their signs.
Probably not. Hayden Gravatt will enter the ball game along with Robert Gravatt for Johnson Brock here for the final minute 45. Meyer will sit down, and I believe Aaron Bowie sit down.
Johnson Brock's been using eight ball players pretty freely here this morning, rotating them in and out, maybe keeping those legs a little bit fresh to run these kids down.
All right, up the floor with the basketball will come Carson McDonald, and you can kind of see some concern and a little bit of wonderment on the McCool Junction players now. The big man is out of the ball game. With the ball now will be Tukup. He'll dish it off now. Grunman working down the right side lane, and he spins in the middle. Did he walk? Apparently not. Rebound brought down by Robert Gravatt. I'm pretty sure he traveled.
Robert Gravatt did a good job defensively there.
Here's a drive, Camden Dollenhouse, and his second offensive foul today. He dipped the shoulder. That's the second time, and that's his third foul.
Yep, three now on Camden Dollenhouse.
Camden will take a seat on the bench for a while.
Dad said, have a seat.
Back into the ballgame comes Grady Behrens for the Eagles. Now, Brody Taylor had 18 on Wednesday. That 18-point gave him 1,000 for his career joining. Camden Dollenhouse, 1,000-point career scorers for Johnson Brock.
Got 11 more today.
Up the floor we come with it is Carson McDonald. Works the ball off the clock, and now he'll give it up to Jackson McDonald. To Carson, top of the key. They can't penetrate the three-point line. They want to get the ball inside. Carson McDonald drives in, and he is going to be jumped on his back by Kaysen Dollenhouse.
On Kaysen Dollenhouse, that will be his first foul. Team foul number two of the period on the Eagles.
It's never good when an Eagle lands on you. Them talons are pretty tough sometimes.
51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock now up by 14, 34-20 over the Mustangs of McCool Junction.
Kaysen says, I knocked him down. I'll wipe up the sweat off the floor. Give me the towel.
looking to get it in. They come into the big man, Kuchinen, and it's knocked away by Robert Gravatt right back out of the bounds. And Coach Junk's a little bit lucky that didn't land in the hands of the inbound.
Robert Gravatt has given Coach Dollinghouse some quality minutes here when he's on the floor.
Trying to inbound it. They'll lob it out. Tom Groneman driving the paint. Big jump stop. Back out McDonald for a long three. Short off the rim and another rebound by the Eagles by Brody Kaler. To the front, Payson, Dollinghouse. Back out top, Kaler moves left, pulls up, 10-footer, got it. Brody now with 9 in the ballgame, and it's 36-20, Johnson Brock. The offense has been great, but the defense better, giving up just 2 points so far here in 7 minutes and 40 seconds of this third quarter. Carson McDonald playing for one, down 16. I never understand this, but
interesting strategy, isn't it, John?
That happens all the time. I never understand it. 8 on the clock. He's still dribbling out near midcourt. Now moves left. And now the ball knocked away by Brody Kaler. And they're not going to get a shot off. After 3, it's Johnson Brock, 36. They doubled up their first half output in the third quarter. They lead it 36-20. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's 36-20, Johnson Brock outscoring McCool Junction 18-2. In the third quarter, after we were 18-18 at halftime, that means 2 from McCool Junction, which is more impressive probably than the 18 Johnson Brock would have. We're used to seeing them score 18 in one quarter.
Winner of this ball game will face either Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie in the D1 championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've got 8 minutes to play here, but boy, John, what a quarter, both offensively and defensively. 4 three-pointers, 2 by Camden Dollinghouse, 2 by Cason Dollinghouse in that period, and only gave up, as you said, 2 points defensively. All right, Johnson Brock with the basketball. Garrison Bowie gets the inbound pass, and an offensive foul to start things off. Wow.
Honestly, Randy, I've seen Lucas Dollinghouse is about as unhappy with a couple of calls this morning as you ever see him.
That was questionable. Goes on Grady Behrens. Behrens picks up his first. That was quite a call. All right, with the ball. At the top of the key, I got that wrong. It was Behrens, the right side, McDonald. McDonald with the ball, lobs it up to the right elbow. Goes to Gonderman. Pick that up for me, John. Underneath, ball stolen away with the steal. It was Garrison Bowie.
I have enough trouble without you screwing
me up. Garrison Bowie got the foul. All right, with the basketball at the top of the circle, holding it, Austin Meyer very patiently off to Bowie on the right elbow. Bowie, top of the key, Camden Dollinghouse. With it now is Brody Kaler. Kaler beats underneath, trying to go up with it. Underneath was Meyer, blocked away by Kuchinen.
Kuchinen doesn't have a field goal since the first quarter and just 4 free throws since then.
He scored 7 of their first 9, I think, and then it went cold after that. Here's a 3 on the way. Dollinghouse off the back iron. Rebound, Kaler. Kaler goes up with a follow shot off the glass and good. Brody Kaler has such a nice touch under there, John. He's in double figures now with 11 points. All of a sudden, you look up, and it's an 18-point lead.
You're almost doubled them up.
38-20 in a game that was close throughout the first half. At halftime, there's a long three off the rim. Kuchinen, rebound, Dollinghouse, whistle. Foul's going to be called on the Mustangs.
That will go on Gilderman. That's going to be his fourth foul of the ballgame. No, they put that on 23 McDonald. I'm sorry.
Carson McDonald, the personal, his first. Team foul number 1 of the quarter. It just amazing. We were tied at 18 a little bit ago. I look up there and suddenly it's 38-20. But Johnson Brock will do that to you. And they're doing it this morning. All right, Eagles basketball, they're going to get a little bit of pressure now. On the dribble, in backcourt, comes Cason Dollinghouse. Over to Brody Kaler at the right elbow. Now at the high post, top of the key, Bowen. Left wing, boy. Kuchin is shoving people around down here. Getting rough. Driving lay-in. No basket. They're going to say a foul on the floor before the shot.
I think that's going to be Jackson McDonald. It is his second team foul of the quarter already.
6:34 to go. The clock is the Eagles' friend here now. Johnson Brock just wants to close this thing out, get to the championship. Here's an inbound pass to Brody Kaler. That foul's going to go on Carson McDonald, John.
That'll be his second of the quarter already, and the third team foul. I don't know if they're going to try to put him in the line. That's not a good strategy.
No. Boy, Kuchinich starting to get a little rough on it. They're shoving some people around. Inbound the pass at the top of the key to Garrison Bowie. Bowie, left elbow. Camden Dollinghouse. Now to Brody Kaler at the high post. Left side, Cason Dollinghouse looks inside for the pass. Meyer's going to try a three. Got it. Austin Meyer with his first bucket of the morning, and he makes it a three-pointer from the head of the key. 41-20. Johnson Brock has completely blown this game open, having doubled up the score now on the McCool Junction Mustangs. Underneath Kuchinich, shot up and good. Well, he's going to get his under there. That's 11. Kuchinich now in double figures with 11 points. 41-22. It was a minute ago, 41-20. All right, Johnson Brock's basketball. Garrison Bowie, left wing. Cason Dollinghouse, bounce pass into Brody Kaler. Kaler, spin move. Defender falls down. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound brought down. Dollinghouse goes back to Kaler. Top of the key. Meyer's going to try another three, and he got it. Austin Meyer with a bullseye from the top of the key. He's got 6 points in the last 6 seconds here, John. There's a steal. Uh-oh. With the steal is Kaler. Kaler brings behind the back dribble. The ball is knocked away, loose for the four. Got away out of bounds, and the officials look at one another. They're going to say McCool Junction's basketball. But what an effort. What Johnson Brock is just finally starting to completely overpower the Mustangs here.
I don't think Brody Kidd has been out of the game at all today, has he?
I don't remember. No. All right. With the dribble comes Carson McDonald into forecourt to the right elbow. Down it goes to Plock. Back to the top of the key. Yates is in the ballgame now. With the wall, Plock, long three, got it. That was a nice-looking three by Bryson Plock, his second three-pointer of the morning. He's got 6 points, and the lead is back to 19 now at 44-25. Boy, Johnson Brock had quite a run there. In traffic, turnaround shot, Dollinghouse got it, but they're going to say he's fouled on the floor. Johnson Brock's had a couple of those fouls that are called, and it negates a field goal for him.
On Yates, number 12, his first and 14 foul.
Inbounding the ball now will be for Johnson Brock, will be Grady Behrens. Behrens puts it to the corner. Meyer for another three. This one's off, and the rebound taken down by McDonald. That's Carson McDonald. And a whistle, a reach-in foul on Johnson Brock.
Foul will be called on Cason Dollinghouse, his second, team foul number two of this fourth quarter.
Well, Johnson Brock doesn't have to be in any hurry now. I mean, you're up by 19 with 4.5 minutes to go here.
Over in C1, Ashton Greenwood beating number one C. Lincoln Lutheran 47-39 in the fourth quarter.
All right, McDonald kicks it to the corner, to the top of the key, Bryson Plock. Plock lost the handle on it, gets it back out to McDonald for a distant three, nailed it. Carson McDonald with a three. So now the things are heating up a little bit for McCool Junction. The lead is back to 16, 44-28. Into forecourt, Eagles basketball, timeout taking Johnson Brock. With 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the semifinal, 44-28, Eagles on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Paul Spitty and Johnson on this Friday morning. Welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Johnson Brock up 44-28. Eagles have the basketball. Austin Meyer to the top of the key to Camden Dollinghouse. Off to Kaysen Dollinghouse on the left elbow. To the top of the circle, handling it is Grady Behrens. Behrens feeds to Meyer, right side in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Top of the key, Kaler tries to penetrate from the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse three. That one was in and out. Austin Meyer battled for the rebound with the big guy and tipped it out there to Grady Behrens. Here comes Kaler with a little floater. It's off no good, and this time the rebound comes down to Kobe Yates for the Mustangs. Down to 3.5 minutes to play. Into forecourt, McDonald. Baseline left side. Can't shoot over Kaler. Kaler stuffed him and took the ball away. Fast break the other direction. Dollinghouse lost the handle on it. Oh, what a job. Recovered it. Fed it over. Follow shot up and good by Austin Meyer. That was some real acrobatics underneath the basket there, John.
Both ends were terrific plays for the Eagles.
46-28 after that block down there by Kaler. 46-28 with 3 minutes to play. Kuchinen tries for a lay-in. Whistle. Foul's going to go on Meyer, I think.
That'll be the third on Austin Meyer and the third team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Now we bring Hayden Gravatt back into the ballgame for Johnson Brock after this first free throw.
Maypew Kuchinen, all 300 pounds of him at the free throw line. He's a perfect 4-for-4 from the charity stripe this morning. Has 11 points in the ballgame so far for the Mustangs. This one is up and good. Boy, he's got a smooth stroke on that free throw line, doesn't he, Joe?
He does. Very nice.
He doesn't put any wear and tear on the rim either. He just puts it right down the center of the net. Maypew Kuchinen. Next fall will be playing football for Missouri Western down in St. Joe on a football scholarship. Second free throw for Kuchinen is up. It's good. He hit them both. He's 6-for-6 from the line, and he has 13 points in the ballgame. Lead is down to 16 now. All the way down goes Camden Dollinghouse. Up and off, no good for the shot. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Mustangs. Kuchinen was down there battling for it. Lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock with 28 seconds on the shot clock. Under 3 minutes to play here now. Johnson Brock 3 minutes away from going to the state championship game in D1. Downcourt pass all the way into backcourt. Comes to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Being guarded out here by Kobe Yates. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Floater. Shot is up. He gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul. Kaysen will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul will go on Kuchinen. That will be his third foul of the morning. And now it's two free throws every time they commit a foul for the Eagles.
Kaysen Dollinghouse has 9 points this morning. All of those coming on three-pointers. This would put him in double figures if he can hit either one of these or both. Kaysen Dollinghouse takes aim. Free throw is up. It's good. He's got 10 now. Kaysen, a little under his average yesterday, or rather Wednesday, only had 5 points in that first round game. But on that particular ball game, Camden Dollinghouse was going off on him with 19. You said it earlier. You never know which one of the Dollinghouses are going to bite you. Kaysen Dollinghouse at the line. Second free throw is up. It's good also. He's got 11 in the game, and the lead is back to 18 at 48-30 with 2:44 to go in the contest. McDonald with the basketball. Carson McDonald tries a spin move. Couldn't get away. No spin and win there for him as Kaler was locking him up defensively. Here's a little jumper in the paint that's off, but a whistle and a foul in the lane. Putting the shot up with Jackson McDonald, and Jackson is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two shots.
That foul will go on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That'll be his third. Team foul number four of the quarter.
Clock down to 2.5 minutes to go now. Johnson Brock with an 18-point lead. At the free throw line, Jackson McDonald. First one is up and good. They'll have a second shot coming. Winner of this one, as we said, plays either Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Pinnacle Bank Arena. And probably right here on Sunny 101.3, the way things are looking. Second free throw is up. It's good also.
Both of those good for Jackson McDonald. He's got 4 points. Clock down now and running at 2:25 across the timeline. Camden Dollinghouse retreats to the top of the key at the high post left side on the elbow and comes off to Kaler. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse goes right side to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt looks inside the paint. Kaler's got the ball. Kaler, oh, nice feed to Meyer, driving layup. Couldn't finish. Loose basketball. Kaler just a one-man wrecking crew. He goes after that ball. Came out again with a rebound and brings it back up with a fresh shot clock. Johnson Brock can just keep running clock. Austin Meyer with the ball. Now a reach-in foul, and the official, as he called it, looked very unhappy with the player.
Yeah, they called that on... Well, not Johnson, but I called that on Suka. That'll be his third foul, and it's going to put Camden Dollinghouse at the line.
Suka and the officials still exchanging words discussing that foul. At the line, Camden Dollinghouse. He's 3 out of 4 from the line this morning, and that one rolled off for him. Camden with the 11 points in the ballgame. Brother Kaysen with 11 points in the ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse ready for his second attempt. Clock is down under 2 minutes now. 1:52 to play. Second shot is up and good for Camden Dollinghouse. Under 2 minutes to play. It's a 17-point Johnson Brock lead, 49-32. Safe to say Johnson Brock's going to be playing in the championship game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Driving shot blocked away again by Kaler. Fast break, Kaysen Dollinghouse driving left-handed layup up and good. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the fast break got behind the coverage. Back to a 19-point lead, a minute 25 to go. With the ball at the top of the circle is Kobe Yates. Yates holds it for a moment, guarded by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Yates feeds, kicks it back out to Jackson McDonald. He's the freshman, tied up. Jackson in trouble. And I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Eagles, John.
Remember back to the pregame show, I visited with Coach Lucas Dunn. I said, I don't know what we're going to do about these slow starts. We've got to do better. They were down 7 early twice in the first quarter.
Jackson McDonald at the line shooting 2 shots. Who was the foul on, Dunn?
I'm looking.
Okay, McDonald, free throw is up and good. Jackson McDonald, he's made 3 out of 3 this morning from the line. The freshman has 5 points.
Dollinghouse picked up his 4th, Randy.
Okay, second shot on the way here for Jackson McDonald. It's up and good. He got them both. Jackson McDonald, 6 points. Be sure and stay tuned for the postgame show. John and I will be back with a complete rundown of the individual scoring in this ballgame. There's a blocking foul going to be called over there on Jackson McDonald, I think, John.
Now they're going to put Camden Dollinghouse back at the free throw line again.
1:07 to go in the ballgame. Looks like Coach Dollinghouse is telling some guys to rip off the warm-ups. Here they come. Let's get them ID'd. Gage Rasmussen's coming into the ballgame. Tate Holley's coming into the contest. Also is Quentin Behrens going to be on the floor. Free throw is up and good for Camden Dollinghouse. Who else did I miss?
Gage Rasmussen.
Yep. We're starting to know these guys pretty well. They're playing a lot.
Justin Meyer's got to wait a minute. He's got in for Camden.
All right. Meyer will get in as soon as Camden shoots his free throw here. 1:07 to go, 52-34. Johnson Brock's moving to the championship against either Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie. At the line, Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw on the way up, and it is good. Got it. Now Meyer will check in. Justin Meyer, 5'10", the sophomore, onto the floor. Big round of applause from the Johnson Brock fans as the starting five have a seat on the bench. 1:04 to go in the ballgame. Tate Holley comes out defensively to pick up McDonald onto the right side. Handling the ball now on the near side is Mason Strope. Top of the key, up to Yates. Kobe Yates for 3, off no good. And the rebound brought down by Johnson Brock's Quentin Behrens. Behrens will bring the ball up the court. Gives it to the top of the key. Hands it to Grady Behrens. Rasmussen in the corner, top of the circle now, Justin Meyer. Meyer with a little floater up off the rim. The rebound comes down to the Mustang. With the ball into full court on the right elbow with it. That's
Peterson. Peterson with the dribble. Now hands the ball to Weiss. Weiss for three. That was Jameson Weiss. Freshman. A two. Okay, it was a two. Must have had his toe on the line out here. They'll dribble it out on the dribble. Grady Behrens, 53-36 will be your final score this morning. The Johnson Brock Eagles are moving on to the championship with a 53-36 win over the Cool Junction. We'll break away for a two-minute timeout and be right back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
53-36, Johnson Brock with the win this morning over the McCool Junction Mustangs to advance to the championship in the Boys D1 tournament, facing either Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena at 9 o'clock. Let's look at the numbers from this one. For the McCool Junction Mustangs, leading them in scoring was Matthew Kuchinen. 13 points in the ball game. He's the only Mustang in double figures. Carson McDonald finished with 9. 6 points each for Bryson Block and Jackson McDonald. Adding 2 was Jameson Weiss right there at the end for their total of 36. Great job at the line for McCool Junction. They were perfect. They shot 12 out of 12 at the free throw line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures. Camden Dollinghouse with 14. Kason Dollinghouse right behind with 13. Brody Kaler finished with 11. Austin Meyer had 8 in the ballgame, 3 for Garrison Bowie, and Grady Behrens and Robert Gravatt chipped in 2 apiece for their total of 53. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock 11 out of 14 this morning. Looking at the score by quarters, it was close in the first half, 11-10. McCool Junction led after 1. We were tied at halftime, 18 all, and then Johnson Brock went on that 18-2 tear in the third quarter and opened up a 36-20 lead after 3 before coasting on out and getting the win, 53-36. Johnson Brock now 28-1 on the season. McCool Junction sets at 22-6. John Nixon, some more numbers here to share with us.
Well, a few of them impressed me. The 3-point shooting for Johnson Brock didn't start out great today, but they finished up 8 for 26 from behind the arc. The rebounds were huge, 38-21 in favor of Johnson Brock today. That led to second chance points, 19-2 in favor of Johnson Brock. And in the paint, Johnson Brock outscoring the team that you would think with the big man. They outscored him 18-6 in the paint, so those are big numbers. Brody Kaler, typical day. 13 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 block shots. Pretty good effort all the way around for the young man. And they hit 17-47 from the field. 7 more field goals than the Fuel Junction. So good day once they got the second half.
I've been impressed with the defense throughout the whole ballgame. John,
yeah.
Did you notice how many times that 35-second shot clock wound down on the Mustangs, and they ended up putting up a desperation shot just to get something launched before the buzzer went off? And that was a key there because they weren't getting good shots at the end of that 35 seconds.
Well, that and the defense was so good. They were getting the guys. They got down deep inside around the block. They were getting double teamed. They couldn't even make a pass. They had to throw it up and throw up some really awkward shots.
Only 2 3-pointers in the whole first half, and then they come out and they doubled up their first half scoring in the third quarter alone when the three started to drop there. Camden Dollinghouse and Kaysen Dollinghouse each had 2 3-pointers in that third quarter. That just kind of was the launch pad for them to go ahead and blow this thing wide open.
18-2 in the third quarter.
Yeah,
wow.
That was something. An incredible period there. So that means we'll be over at Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow morning for a 9 o'clock tip-off in the boys' D1 state championship. Johnson Rock will be facing either Howells Dodge or Bancroft Rosalie. Those teams getting set to square off here in the next game coming up here at the Devaney Center. So I guess we'll be back again tomorrow morning.
I wonder what it's like to play a championship basketball that's either not 9 in the morning or 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night.
And we don't ever get the midday deal here, do we? That's for sure. John, your final thoughts?
Terrific effort. It was a little scary early for Johnson Brock, but Coach Donna said we've been off to slow starts. He said, I don't like that. They'll try to do better tomorrow. These two teams, Bancroft Rosalie and Howells Dodge. Howells Dodge is a big team that likes to bang. Imagine that. Howells Dodge kids that like to play physical brand of ball. We'll see what happens here. And John Frost ready to take on all comers and try for that third state title tomorrow.
Once again, we want to invite you to join us tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock tip-off, pregame around 8:50, somewhere in that area. But we'll tip off at 9 over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So that'll about wrap it up for today's coverage of the state basketball tournament. For Seth Collison, our producer-engineer, and John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving with the final score here at the Devaney Center. It's the Johnson Brock Eagles 53, the McCool Junction Mustangs 36. Have a great day, Southeast Nebraska. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.